The jobs count at Site C grew to 4,856 workers in February, according to the latest employment figures from BC Hydro. The company and its contractors reported 78 more workers month over month from January as construction ramps up for another summer season, which could lead to first power being generated this year. Roughly 1 in 5 workers were local, with 863 Peace Region residents employed overall. Locals comprised 21% of contracted construction and non-construction workers. There were 3,330 BC residents, or 69% of the workforce, working for construction and non-construction contractors, and in engineering and project team jobs, according to the report. Not all were on site or in camp at one time, BC Hydro says. There were 201 apprentices reported to be working on the project last month, up from 174 in January, as well as 358 Indigenous workers and 471 women working on the project. There were no temporary foreign workers employed in a specialized position, says BC Hydro, with 39 managers and other professionals working under the Federal International Mobility Program. In February, the first turbine rotor for the dam was placed into the Unit 1 generator pit inside the generating station. Construction of the earth-fill dam is around 90% complete, and the project more than 70% built overall. BC Hydro President Chris O'Reilly told the BC Natural Resource Forum in January that the official target for commissioning is still nearly 2 years away. However, he suggested the company could potentially generate first power in December of this year.